What do you think, Derek? You think we'll get a lot of calls from people that know
somebody? Yeah, I think a lot of people know somebody that murdered somebody.
All right. Bruce, do you know somebody that murdered someone?
Yes, sir. Hey, Billy.
What's up, bud?
Long time listener, first time caller. So, when I got married the first time, back in a long time ago, the guy that was part of the group of people that we used to hang out with attended our reception and stuff, and he was making drinks for everybody. And come to find out, like a few months later, he was arrested for killing the 80-something-year-old lady that lived next door to him, and they weren't sure if he raped her before or after.
Damn.
And here's the deal.
This guy killed the woman, but they don't know. They don't know if he then sexually assaulted her after she was dead,
or before. You know.
Damn.
Well, yeah, I guess he had strangled her, and then who knows?
And this guy was serving drinks at your wedding.
Yeah, yeah, and he, you know, what was really weird is he was making fuzzy navels. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but
I don't know what
weird.
A fuzzy navel
is. What
is
that?
But
it's a drink.
I don't have any. I can't even. I think it's like peach schnapps and.
Yeah, don't worry about these nerds.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Some crazy thing. And what's really even messed up about that is that a few months after he got incarcerated and everything, my ex-wife, I guess, without telling me, had written him in prison to let him know, I guess, that, you know, we were all still friends.
Oh, was she trying to let him know she's single now? She wanted some of that prison wiener?
I guess so. But anyways, we were still married at the time. And then, you know, so then she got a letter from him back, and it was really creepy. Like, you know, I can't wait to see you when I get out.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. And all, yeah. So, yeah, that was, you know, it didn't last very long after
that.
Yeah,
I doubt it. Well, luckily she didn't get killed. Well, hey, appreciate it, Bruce.
Yeah. Peach schnapps and orange juice, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
What's up, Presley? You know somebody that murdered someone?
Oh, yeah. I've met a few of them guys. They got this weird look in their eyes, and I see that look in Nard's eyes sometimes. He's just, it's kind of like there's blank stare kind of thing.
Yeah, with Michael Myers.
It's kind of weird, but yeah.
Nard's been compared to Michael Myers more than anybody
I
that
don't
I met.
Think I ever have.
Yeah, you have. It's just the dead eyes.
Think, yeah, we're doing that now at least, so.
All right, well, thank you, buddy. He was saying that he doesn't. I guess he knows you, and he thinks you're going to murder somebody in the future, which Nard is a special guy. He wouldn't do that, Derek, right?
Yeah,
he's got too much of a kind heart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Totally.
Well, right? He's a non-smoker, dog lover, good father. He would never do that. What's up, Rick?
Hey, guys. So I never thought I actually would have known anybody that did, but turns out I did know one. A good friend of mine, we went to elementary, junior high together, introduced me to rock music. Good friend, never did drugs. I found out after I came back home, this guy went to prison for murdering somebody in their front yard for $5.
For $5?
He stiffed him on a drug deal, I guess, and he walked up to him at the front gate at the house, point blank, shot him in the face.
Gosh, that's execution style. It's like the Terminator.
He went in for $5.
$5. Man. Yeah, but sir, I don't have an entire show to dedicate the stuff that Nard's done for $5.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
That would take all day. What's up, John? Did you know a murderer?
Yeah, about 10 years ago, I knew this couple, and we would be partying downstairs because they lived upstairs, and he'd always be like, well, I'm going to go upstairs, and I'm going to beat the crap out of my wife.
He would say that?
He would say that, and I'd be like, don't do that. I'm going to call the cops on you. And he'd go up there, and by the time I'd get up there, he'd have the door locked, and you could hear him going at it. The cops would never come, though.
So you would call the cops, and they would never show up?
Yeah, they would never show up. But previously, before they moved into that apartment, she had stabbed him in the back, and he still stayed with her, and she still stayed with him.
So were they both abusive?
No, just him.
Just him. Oh, so she did the stab him in the back out of self-defense.
Yeah, trying to get him away from her, I guess, before I even ever met him. And then one day I get a phone call from my buddy in the morning saying that she had stabbed him in the back and killed him. after he'd been beating her again.
Well, hopefully nothing happened to her.
Well, she went to prison.
For what? If he's beating her. Oh, that doesn't seem right, does it, Derek?
No, it doesn't.
Protecting herself.